In the Declaration of Independence, the founders refer to the laws of nature and of nature's God. Well, fast forward to today's society, and we seem to be completely cut off from even the pretense of natural law. One area where you can see this very clearly in our society is the transgender agenda. Recently, there was a major lawsuit against the whole transgender movement. Now, Terry Schilling of the American Principles Project told me in a 2019 interview for Coral Ridge Ministries Television, quote, "I think that in about 5 to 10 years, there will be a lot of malpractice lawsuits that are starting up from all these children who are being pushed through these gender therapy clinics where they're having psychological treatment being given to them, etc." We're going to talk right now with Terry Schilling about his prediction, which certainly has proved to be true. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Terry Schilling, we welcome you back to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Jerry. You know I love talking with you. I feel like every time we're together, I'm learning things, and this is what I think God had designed for people in their careers and in their work is partnering with good people that care about the same causes that God cares about, and it's a really beautiful thing. So thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And this interview is under the auspices of Providence Forum, which is a part of still Coral Ridge Ministries, just kind of a different function here, but the same group. So you predicted that there'll be a lot of lawsuits. And you said these poor little kids, and I'm going to quote you a little even further. You said they're giving them estrogen. These little kids, they can't even consent to sexual activity or to get tattoos or to have medicine, but we're letting them consent to sex changes, and there's going to be a lot of malpractice lawsuits. You watch. And boy, you proved to be correct. Wax eloquent, sir.
Well, I think it was pretty clear to me at the time. I start from the premise that God made us in his image. He made us male and female. And you extrapolate from that, from God's design for us as human beings, we have to protect the vulnerable. The most vulnerable people in our society are the unborn. They're our children. We have to protect them. We are instructed not to cast our pearls amongst swine, right? And these procedures that they are giving to our kids, and it doesn't matter if it's the wrong sex hormones and administering those or administering puberty blockers or giving kids surgeries or even the therapy that they are giving these kids, it's all horrific. And it locks them into, the therapy alone locks them into this ideology and these wrong beliefs. That's obviously harmful. It's not true. And it's causing damage. The wrong sex hormones are sterilizing children. With girls, when they give kids puberty blockers, it keeps them from being able to absorb estrogen. And estrogen is very important for your body to be able to utilize calcium. And so you get early onset osteoporosis. And that's just one aspect of the negative health effects that all of this transgender ideology puts on our kids in the healthcare system. So it was obvious to me in the early days that these guys are creating a lot of damage. They are hurting people and they're sterilizing children who can't consent to sex. So it was obvious that at a minimum, you would have a ton of very hurt and damaged people that would be seeking justice eventually. They would all wake up eventually. And I think we were seeing that play out in a bigger way than I had even imagined, to be honest.
And the whole premise of the whole thing is completely false. It's chimerical, to use an old-fashioned word. That is the transgender. In other words, we are either male or female. You can't transition from one person, one type of gender to another. And even if you try and pursue that, all you end up doing is basically butchering body parts and so forth that would be normally functional.
No, that's exactly right. I had a very good friend who is a Dominican priest, and I was speaking with him. This is, if you're impressed about my opinions in 2019, you would certainly be impressed with my friend's opinions and outlook on this issue back in 2016. We went on a long walk. We were praying together and just discussing the issues of the day. And, this whole kids issue has been around even before 2019. But he said to me something that's always stuck with me. And he said that the transitioning and giving kids puberty blockers and wrong sex hormones and the surgeries even, that it was something very, very old, but something very, very new. He said that the old was human beings' rejection of God's design, us trying to become our own gods and tell, you know, fix the mistakes that we think that God has made for us in our lives. So it was basically the same nature of Eve eating the fruit, the forbidden fruit. Yeah, Adam and Eve eating the forbidden fruit. But he said that what was new about it was the technology. We've never had the technology to administer wrong sex hormones, or we didn't know which drugs would block puberty back when Adam and Eve bit the apple, you know? And he says, so this is basically just the original sin and us trying to become our own gods played out with modern technology. And that's always like, so we need to finish the job in protecting our children. Our biological sex that's given to us by God, that's assigned to us by God at conception, it's absolutely beautiful. There's nothing wrong with being a girl. There's nothing wrong with being a boy. And at the heart of the transgender industry, the 4.5 transgender industry, it says there is something wrong with being born a male if you don't want to be a male. And it's a lie, and it's hurting humanity. It's hurting these children. And it's not just hurting the children. It's hurting all of society. When you have a whole generation of kids that are being sterilized and mutilated, you're going to have serious consequences for your society and for those children. So we have to protect these kids, and we shouldn't be afraid to speak out. The public is with us. We just need the political class to get on board with it.
When you just said a moment ago, 4.5 transgender industry, is there a word missing there? Like maybe billion? Is that what you're saying? 4.5 billion?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My wife and I have our eighth child coming any day now, and so the sleep hasn't been great.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's a $4.5 billion industry. So these people, you know, these surgeries and these procedures, they're very expensive. We did the math a few years ago and did the research on it, and we found that on average, across the country in America, it costs around $450,000 for a male to get all the surgeries that are included in these transgender procedures. And it costs around $650,000 per woman to go through the same things to attempt to become a male. It's a $4.5 billion industry. And the reason we hear about it so often is because that $4.5 billion is getting reinvested into public relations campaigns. It's being reinvested into political campaigns and a host of other areas. And the reason it's a very small population of Americans that identify as transgender or even get these procedures, but they make so much money that the $4.5 billion transgender industry does a lot of advertising and promotion of it to get more customers. So the money's there. And President Trump and his administration, thank goodness, have been doing everything they can to cut back on the profits and the taxpayer funding of this stuff.
Tell us about the recent lawsuit and the recent case and the settlement. This is a big deal.
Well, this is just one of many that are going on. But at the end of the day, the claimant was awarded $2 million for the damages that were inflicted on her. I think it's atrocious. I think $2 million is on the low end of things. I don't know how much your ability to have children in the future is actually worth. I think it's actually I think it's invaluable. I don't think you can put a monetary amount on it. But I do have a lot of hope because we still have more lawsuits to come. You have the Chloe Cole lawsuit that will be getting a decision on that, I believe, here relatively soon. But there are dozens of other cases all across the country. I know I'm aware of some class action lawsuits that are being worked on. But, you know, I think there's a lot of things happening. We're reading in the press about the list of hospitals that are no longer providing these procedures, whether it's hormones or surgeries. I feel like it's growing every day, and the biggest and worst players are pulling out of the game. And it's not just because they're worried about the lawsuits and the liabilities that come from the lawsuits of transitioning children. They're also largely funded and subsidized through Medicaid and taxpayer funding of these procedures. And what President Trump and his administration have done through Health and Human Services, led by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Admiral Bobby Christine, who is the Assistant Secretary for Health, they have made it so that hospitals that perform these surgeries and hormonal dental procedures, they're no longer eligible for Medicaid funding, which is an absolute death knell for the vast majority of hospitals out there. And so I think you need an all of the above approach. That's why this fight has been going so well for protecting children and really even protecting adults from this nonsense. It's because it's a comprehensive approach. We're not just focused on banning these procedures outright for children. We're also making sure that people are getting paid damages and that the stream of taxpayer funding has been cut off from them.
Wow, this is interesting. So the tide is turning.
The tide is absolutely turning. The polling on this issue of giving children sex change procedures that mutilate and sterilize them, it's actually growing stronger for the people that want to protect children. And why I think that is because for the longest time, the left and the transgender industry were lying to the American people. Whenever this issue got brought up, they would lie and say that children are not getting these procedures, they're not getting puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. But as we've seen over the last few years, it's unavoidable now. And they're unable to continue lying because we're seeing the numbers come out from various organizations across the country that are publishing it based off of the insurance codes that they're using to transition children. So it's undeniable that these procedures are happening, and it's becoming more real for the American people. And they've always been in opposition to transgender procedures. It's just the extent at which they were happening. And they're seeing that it's actually been happening way more often than the American voters are comfortable with. So I would say that right now we're winning. We have to finish the job, though, because the longer – and what do I mean by finish the job? Let me go in. We have to ban these procedures at least for minors all across the country. There's no reason why children in California should not be protected from these procedures any more than the children in Texas are.
Yeah, by the way, I understand there was a recent ruling by a judge in California. And, oh, yes, those procedures must go on for the kids.
Yeah, so you're going to have these blue states that protect the interests of the transgender industry and protect their profits, like California, like Minnesota, like Washington State, all of the other ones. And so we can't allow that to keep happening, because what will happen is they'll continue to make huge profits in these states, and then they'll hire lobbyists in the red states where these procedures are restricted, like Texas, like Alabama, like Missouri. And they'll use that to expand. And they're going to try and play the long game, because what a lot of people don't realize is that the transgender industry has essentially infiltrated most of America's elite institutions. They've taken over the American Medical Association. They've taken over the American Academy of Pediatrics. They're in every major university and college, in the lamestream media, right? MS Now and CNN and all of these news outlets, they all kind of have transgender ideology as their starting point. And the people wanting to protect these children, they're the bigots. They're the ones that he reined in. And so if we don't stop California and Washington State and Minnesota and the others that are still transitioning children, they're just going to play the long game. And then eventually, once the culture changes enough, they'll start transitioning children all across the country. Or even worse, they'll pass a national law legalizing it everywhere, which will strike down all the state protection.
Amazing. We have about 40 seconds left. How about just a closing thought? Here we are, America 250. The founding fathers talked about the laws of nature and of nature's God. And here we are, you know, pretending that we can make a boy become a girl.
Yeah, no, I think our founding fathers would have probably given us a different constitution if they thought there would be a point in which we were transitioning children and sterilizing them. They kind of took protecting children for granted, and even protecting the family as for granted. That was what American society was actually centered around. It was centered around the Christian faith and centered around families when we were founded. And so, look, this fight is an existential issue for America. If we don't solve it, we're going to have even bigger problems down the road. And we have to solve it so that we can move on to the other issues, like fixing the marriage rates. You know, young people aren't getting married like they used to. They're unable to afford homes. We have to protect more of the unborn. This fight's existential, and we need to win it quickly before it can expand and play the long game. And then we need to move on into building institutions. Right now, by protecting children from these procedures, we're just stopping the bleeding. We're just stopping destruction. We need to focus as Christians in this country about growing our institutions and building new ones. And I can't wait until that next venture. Once we've actually protected all children in America from these procedures, we can really start to grow and return back to this great nation that we were founded at.
Terry Schilling, thanks so much. All the best.